May the Lord give you his peace. Good afternoon and welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's Daily Message of Hope. This is Father Stosh Daly, and today, as we bring to a close this afternoon and look forward to this evening, we're just going to meditate on the Lord who comes to us in the Holy Eucharist. So let us remember that every Thursday is set aside for venerating, drawing close to, adoring, and worshiping the Lord Jesus, who comes to us through the sacred mysteries of our Holy Catholic faith in the Mass, and is present among us in the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Eucharist. As we consider this great treasure that is found among us in the Church, in the Tabernacle, the Lord who dwells among us in the Holy Eucharist, we are able to consider maybe John chapter 6, the Bread of Life discourse, or one of the sections of the Gospels that draws our attention into the Last Supper. We are able to consider the end of Matthew's Gospel, how Jesus says he will remain with us until the end of the world, till the end of the ages, the consummation of the ages. Regardless of what scriptural passage you use for your meditation or your formation in the Holy Catholic faith, our Lord is dwelling among us in the Holy Eucharist. And the Lord is found among us in the Eucharist in every tabernacle of every Catholic church and chapel. The Lord is the light that illuminates the darkness, shining forth upon a path which he invites us to walk down so as to have total union with him. Today, as we consider the Lord's presence among us in the Holy Eucharist, we are joined by Daniel Rich, a student at Ohio State University. And Daniel is with us. He's been with us in a couple of other episodes as well. But today I'm going to ask Daniel about being a student at Ohio State University and acknowledging his dependence upon Jesus in the Eucharist, and how, you know, there are many other students as well who participate in Holy Mass, either at the Campus Ministry Center there, the Newman Center, or a variety of different parishes. But then in a particular way, adoration. So Daniel, you know, you've been at Ohio State for a couple of years. You're deeply involved and invested in St. Paul's Outreach and the Newman Center. You know a lot of different student movements, Bible studies and whatnot, retreats that are held for students. If you could just highlight, you know, out of everything that there is to do and out of all of the opportunities that are provided to the students, you know, where do you see adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, attendance at Holy Mass? How does that factor into sustaining the faith at a large university campus like OSU?
That's a wonderful question, Father. Something really, really big, especially at Ohio State's campus, is sometimes you will leave your classes or you know, wherever you might find yourself, really dealing with the idea of like, okay, this is what the world thinks of me. This is what the world says about me. This is what my brokenness says about me. This is what my sinfulness says about me. But then when we go into adoration, when we go into Holy Mass, we get to ask the question, what does my Lord say about me? So holy hours, time in adoration, times in Holy Mass, they are absolutely essential. Because there is some garbage to be sifted through on any college campus, so it's a great reality check. It's like the world is pushing, you know, this on me, but what does my God, what kind of truths does my God want me to hold close to my heart?
Unfortunately, all of us have garbage to sift through, no matter where we're at. It's not just university campuses, but I can see how, you know, when you're in that age and you're in that thrust of life, you know, there's a lot to consider. What, when you go to visit our Lord in adoration, and you go to visit our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, where do you go to pray?
Yes, I'm very close to Holy Name Parish, only like a block or two south. So I go to Holy Name frequently, and I also go to adoration at the Newman Center frequently as well.
Nice. Now for you, as a student at Ohio State University, what, if you could just walk us through like how your holy hour unfolds or your visit with the Lord in the Holy Eucharist, you know, what happens first and then what happens next? And yeah, not like too personal details. It's not like we need to know your examination of conscience, but you know, like, I mean, if a student were listening right now and they're thinking, I don't even know what to do if I visit Jesus in the Eucharist, or anybody's listening, they're like, I don't know what to do if I visit the Lord. You know, what is it that you do as a student at Ohio State University with a crazy class load and schedule? You know, I mean, just walk us through, like, what do you do in your visits to the Lord in the Holy Eucharist?
Wonderful. Yes. So one thing that I've really enjoyed since I've stepped into, you know, my faith life in a really real way is seeing how my holy hour has changed. But right now, I think a pretty consistent structure. I begin with the Holy Rosary. The Rosary is a great consolation to me, and it just focuses me and it draws me into our Lord. And I think it's a particularly strong way to begin the Holy Hour because we're calling upon the intercession of Our Lady while we're in the presence of her Son. So I love to begin with the Rosary. And then from there, usually a time of just silent contemplation. So if something, you know, in particular struck me during the Rosary, I'm gonna spend time with that, and I'm really gonna ask the Lord, you know, what do you think of this? What do you want to speak into my life through this? And then I move into time with Scripture. Reading the Word of God is essential. We need to hear the Lord speak his truth into our life. So I'll spend some time in Scripture, which will also usually be followed by a time of some more silent contemplation. And what I conclude my holy hour with is a time of just writing in my journal, in my prayer journal, just, you know, what I've been experiencing and what the Lord, how the Lord is moving me. And what's really useful about that is, you know, as months go by, I can kind of see themes throughout, you know, the months that like the Lord continues to speak into my life. So my prayer journal is a tool that I greatly value as well. So yeah, Rosary, Scripture, quiet, just silent contemplation, and then journaling as well.
Now, when you enrolled at Ohio State University and you went there as a freshman, you know, different place, different campus, you know, new way of life, you've attended a couple of retreats, and you mentioned to me outside of our recording here that one of the themes of the retreat was pursued by him, you know, and how that deeply impacted you and kind of shaped the way you relate to the Lord right now. Understanding that the Lord is pursuing us, you know, that's one of the beautiful things. Like when you go to visit our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist, and you know, you actually, you know, drive to the church and you get out of your car and you walk in and then you plunk down, you know, and to be there before the Lord, you're so easily given the impression that you're seeking him out. But then once you enter into the royal throne room of Jesus, which is the church, you realize that while you think you've been the active one going to pursue him, all the meanwhile, he's the one that placed within your heart a hunger for him. He's the one that placed within your mind the prompting, the invitation to go and visit him. So he's the one that's been pursuing you. So in order to visit the Lord in the Eucharist, there is a deep implication of what I like to call the humility of our humanity. I cannot do this on my own. I need the Lord. I need Jesus. And so you're going to make a holy hour. You've been shaped by this theme of a retreat you attended, pursued by him. You're a college student making a holy hour. You know, one can only imagine all the burdens on your schedule, not the least of which would probably be, you know, studies and homework. And then also just trying to balance the demands of reality right now. And then you go and you visit Jesus in adoration. I think I know the answer to this question, but do you know students who are just tapped for energy? They're like the Walking Dead. They're the zombies. They're not characters on some AMC show, but they're definitely the Walking Dead. You know, they're drained. They're empty on the inside. You know someone like that. If someone like that were listening to the radio right now to Message of Hope, how would you invite them to consider making a visit to Jesus just to be restored to life?
Absolutely. Father, something that I'm very convicted by is a painting called The Return of the Prodigal Son. And in this painting, you see the son with his feet torn up, his shoes and his clothing in shreds. And what convicts me so much about that, Father, is a life separated from Christ, it's exhausting. It's tiring. So a life with Christ, a life in which we are pursuing him in the sacraments, pursuing him in adoration, it's not just what we should be doing, but it's actually the most enjoyable, most life-giving option. So yeah, to any listener who is considering making this commitment, it is the heartbeat of everything I do is my holy hour. it's so essential, Father. Yes.
Yeah, that's good. From your experience on campus, from your experience in adoring the Lord, like I know the Lord is reserved for adoration and prayer in the chapel at Newman Center. And then at Holy Name, there's the Lord in the church. And then they also have a little chapel where he's adored in the Holy Eucharist. Do you see many other students making visits to Jesus in the Eucharist?
Yes, Father. It's so beautiful to see. The Catholic community on the campus of Ohio State is alive and vibrant and booming. And truth be told, Father, that was not what I was expecting when I applied.
Well, and a lot of our listeners probably, you know, they're probably swerving their car across the traffic lane right now. And they're like, what?
Sure. Yes. And what was great too, is when I started to make the commitment of, you know, attending daily masses, if I could, those students desired to get to know me. They're like, who are you? We want to live in relationship with you and relationship with the Lord. So I think one of a frequent sight that I see, something that really fills me with a lot of joy right now, is in the Holy Name Adoration Chapel. Sometimes there are too many individuals to be seated in the chapel. So we'll just have students just out in the hallway, just standing or kneeling or sitting in the presence of our Lord. So there is an overflow of students trying to pursue to our Lord in adoration.
What a beautiful challenge. So, I mean, here we are on the Daily Message of Hope here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, just considering the beauty, the power, the reality of Jesus Christ dwelling among us in the Holy Eucharist. May we each treasure this reality and this truth and draw close to the Lord so that we do not settle for existence, but rather we aim for life. Life lived in union with Jesus. May the Lord give you his peace. Mm-hmm.